I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about a prayer found in Colossians chapter 1. So we're going to be taking communion over this prayer that's found in Colossians 1, and it's very similar to the prayer that we've been praying every day as part of our daily communion meditations here. So the prayer that we've been talking about lately is in Ephesians chapter 1, but this prayer in Colossians chapter 1 is very similar, just with a few little differences. We're going to be taking a look at this today. But why are we taking communion every day? In our program, The Abundant Life Blueprint, daily communion with Jesus is the most important thing. He says, as often as we do this, to remember him, it's this opportunity to take his sacrifice and stir it into our mind and imagination and remembrance, to make his sacrifice active and relevant in our lives right now today. It helps us to abide in Christ, so that our lives produce much fruit, to remain in his love, to abide in his love. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 26, the Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, that's a big deal, because every time you proclaim the death, you're activating the benefits. Every time we proclaim the death, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming his death, which is like an activation of all the benefits of this new covenant that we have. And I truly believe communion is this powerful thing. We're combining the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, stirring them into our mind and imagination and remembrance, and combining it with something physical in the cracker and the juice that we actually do. And it's uniting our entire spirit, soul, and body together. But it's also important that we take it the right way, to take it every day out of the fear of the Lord, not to get into just a rut or a habit with it, just to take it, but to take it with the true fear of the Lord every day, with honor and reverence and joy and delight for him. So the process we typically use on these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture. Like we said, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. And then at the end, lately, we've been talking about some practical workout advice, physical exercise, as a way to connect with God, to practice applying our faith, to practice taking a graceful approach to our physical exercise, to practice receiving that grace from him, and to practice letting him do the work through us. And I truly believe once you get the hang of this, once you understand how to get this grace flowing through you, it teaches you how to apply it into every other area of your life. So let's get started with our prayer here. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. Now, as we pray this next section here, I want you to kind of pay close attention, because what we're going to pray in Colossians chapter 1 is very similar today. So thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us, and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities today to do good and to be a blessing, and help us to be sensitive to those opportunities, and to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is a time to examine ourselves. Are we making today a masterpiece? Because when it all comes down to it, our walk with God, it all comes down to, what are we doing today? Are we executing today? Because it's always called today. We talk about our four fundamentals here of getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light, staying tuned in today for God's leading and direction, and then taking action, doing those things that we know to do, doing them together in partnership with God, and bringing the fun into these, putting the fun in the fundamentals with some presence and some energy and some joy and excitement into them today. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light today. This is the on-off switch. There's no in-between. Either we're in the light or we're in darkness. There's no in-between. To be in the light is to be positioned in humility. Humility. God gives grace to the humble. We talked about yesterday, the humble will be exalted. To get positioned in humility and receive that forgiveness from God, walk in forgiveness with ourselves and walk in forgiveness with other people. To be positioned in love, externally focused. How can I do good? How can I be a blessing today? And one of the simplest ways to keep your positioning, because you got to keep repositioning back into this every day, is just simply gratitude and praise. To keep your positioning in gratitude and praise, rather than bitterness, contempt, complaining, venting, all these types of things. And when you take your position in the light, now by God's grace, you've got access to everything that he has. We'll talk about today. He's qualified you to share in the inheritance that's in the light. We're going to see that in Colossians chapter 1 today. And what's in that light? His spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his kindness, his goodness, you name it. We got his mind and wisdom. The Apostle Paul says, I worked harder than anybody, but it wasn't me. It was God's energy that so powerfully worked within me. You got access to God's energy today. His time, his finances, you become part of his family. You got an eternal purpose to walk out with him together in Christ. It's all in the light. But then we're going to start to magnify that light. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. And this is how we expand the capacity where God can flow more of all those things that are in the light. He can flow more of it through us. It also gets it rooted and established in our hearts, so it becomes more fixed and immovable. And we become more consistent in the times when there's pressures and issues around us. And to magnify, it's all about what we focus on. Where is our attention? What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? Wherever you put your attention and focus is going to expand. It's going to grow. What are you meditating on today? To magnify the light, we can magnify God's word, his unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. Our righteousness in Christ, what he put within us, all the things that are going well, that are lovely and just and true and praiseworthy. This is where our mind is supposed to be. This is what we're supposed to be focused on all throughout the day. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply choosing to bring them into the light. It's not hiding away from them. It's bringing those problems into the light and say, you know what? God is bigger than these issues. God is bigger than these problems. He can help me correct it. He can help me turn it around. And simply choosing not to magnify those issues and make them bigger than they really are. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on doing things our own way, refusing to change and repent, being unwilling to grow. We could stay stuck focused on the issues and the problems, snapping at people, retaliating at people, giving them the silent treatment, avoiding them, stay stuck dwelling on the past, worrying about the future, or just trying to do life without God. Maybe we think he doesn't want to help. Maybe we think he's not able to help. Who knows why? Or we just think, we believe the lie that we got to do it all on our own. So we try to figure it all out ourselves. This is where we got to recognize those symptoms. Because when we're positioned in darkness, we're magnifying darkness. There's the tendency to retaliate at people, to withhold good things that we know we should be doing, to avoid them, to withdraw your presence, to give them the silent treatment. Then there's that heaviness and pressure that's sitting on you. You might feel hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck, and it seems like there's no way out. Your energy levels get lower. Then there's the fear and stress and worry, anxiety, dread of the future, confusion about what to do or which steps to take. You stay positioned in this. You get stuck in these vicious cycles. They become very hard to break on our own. But with God's working through you, nothing's impossible. He'll begin to set you free. When you're positioned in the light, on the other side, here's how you're going to know. When you're in the light, you start magnifying. You're going to experience this rest in your soul. And the more you magnify him, the more you magnify the light, you're going to experience all of this on greater levels. And when you rest, now he can go to work. You get so much more present. And you become externally focused. You see all these opportunities that you didn't see before. And God begins to go to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless. Your energy levels begin to rise up because now I've got his spirit and his power and his energy and his peace and his joy and his mind all flowing through me. He just begins to effortlessly set you free out of vicious cycles, bad habits, bad patterns, things you've been stuck in. And if all that weren't enough, he gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it back around. How do you do it? You humble yourself. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for whatever it was. You receive that forgiveness from him. You forgive yourself. Then you reconcile with other people if need be. And then you start praising and thanking God. He's more than enough for his grace and his love and his goodness. And all of a sudden, you feel that peace and that joy and that love just wash over you on the inside. You can turn it around in just a couple seconds. Then we're going to stay tuned in each day. Every day, God's trying to lead us and guide us. One of the ways I like to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start with gratitude and praise to get my positioning first. Then I like to start to magnify. What are the ways I saw God showing up today? What are the things that went well today? What were my wins for the day? And then I like to ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? And you get still and you just listen. And whatever comes into your mind, you just begin to write it down. Whether you think it was God or not, you just write it down. And then as you go throughout your day, you're going to stay tuned into him. Because he's trying to navigate us throughout the day. If you ever feel like you're losing that connection with him, just slow down. Just takes a minute or two. We called it earlier this year. We called it powering up. Just slow down and get still for a couple minutes. Get connected to him. Get powered up again. You ever unsure on what to do or which steps to take, just ask him. He'll show you, but then you got to wait until you know. Sometimes we get out ahead of God because we're doing things we don't know. He hasn't shown us yet. And we get out ahead of him. Now, the last thing I like to do in my journal is plan the upcoming day with God. God, what's on your plan for the next day? And then what I do is this. What do I know to do? Not the things I'm unclear of still, not the things I'm uncertain on. What do I know to do? Anything on my to-do list, anything in our conscience, anything you've been procrastinating on, anything you have a leading or excitement from God to do today. You write it on your list and you wake up like a kid on Christmas morning because this is the day that the Lord has made with excitement and expectation for the day. I'm going to walk out this plan together with God today. He's got a day that he designed just for me. I'm going to do it together with God in partnership with him, with a willing heart, with a good attitude, full confidence in him. And you do this. It gets this grace flowing through you in your life. And his grace begins to beautify. And beauty is magnetic. Beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything that God has for you in your life. So let's take a look at this prayer today. It's Colossians chapter 1. I believe this is starting in verse 3. It looks like verse 3 here. This is one of my favorite passages of scripture. It's one of my favorites. Now, you're going to see some similarities into this prayer, very similar, this prayer and the prayer that we pray every day coming from Ephesians chapter 1. So this is the Apostle Paul praying. He says, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we've heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all of God's people. The faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you've already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day that you heard it and truly understood God's grace. That verse right there, the gospel has been bearing fruit since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. That verse changed my life. Right there, I've got a book called The Eighth Date, where we talk about God showed me I needed to develop understanding. I needed to understand his grace, that he's continually working for our good. We feel like we miss it, and he's withholding from us, retaliating on us, paying us back for what we did, but he's always giving us grace. He's always working for our good. Every time we repent, we turn back to him, we'll always be given grace. He says, you learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who's a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. Now we're going to get to the prayer part here. He says, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you might have great endurance and patience. Now, this verse right here, I've used this verse for health and fitness applications. It says, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you might have endurance and patience. Now notice, what does endurance come from? It comes from strength and power. When you get stronger and more powerful, it increases endurance. A lot of people are trying to increase endurance these days, but they leave out the strength and power aspect of it. And giving joyful thanks to the Father. That's one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible right here. And giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people, in the kingdom of the light. Remember, we said every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death, which activates all of the benefits of the inheritance. He's qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people. And where is that inheritance? It's in the kingdom of light. You can take your position in that today. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son that he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Now, going back up again, verse 12 right here. This verse is something that we have been applying every day. Since God showed me this, I've been applying this verse every single day. I have not missed a day in several years now. Giving joyful thanks. Giving joyful thanks to the Father who's qualified us to share in the inheritance in the light. He's rescued us from darkness. He's released us from darkness, transferred us into the light. You read Isaiah 61, it talks about the same thing. He's released us from darkness, brought us into the light. We should be giving thanks for that regularly. Every single day, I believe, you should be giving thanks. Notice it says up here, since the day we heard about you, we've not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to do this. We continually ask God to do these things. It's not a one-time prayer. We're doing this continually. It's part of the reason why we pray that daily prayer that we pray every day in our communion meditations. Because Paul also says the same thing in the prayer in Ephesians chapter 1. He says, I keep asking this. I keep asking this. I keep asking this. So we're going to take communion over this. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for this passage of scripture here, these amazing promises. We're just asking that you would fill us with the knowledge of your will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that we would live lives worthy of you and please you in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of you and being strengthened with all power according to your glorious might, so that we would have great endurance and patience. We're asking for your help to give you true joyful thanksgiving to you who's qualified us to share in this inheritance in the light. We thank you for that inheritance. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, for transferring us into the light. We're just so grateful for that today. That in your Son, in Jesus, we have the forgiveness of sins. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he said, take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. Through his one sacrifice. I think tomorrow we're going to do the next section of scripture that comes right after this. And it's talking about he presents you holy and perfect in God's sight, unblemished. When you're in him, that's how God sees you. Just receiving that today. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, that qualifies us to share in this inheritance that's in the light, that releases us from darkness and brings us in. So Father, we're just so thankful for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. So now some workout stuff here today. On the Daily Communion workout, if you don't have the Daily Communion workout, you get on our email list that gets the Daily Communion meditation sent out to you. You also have a daily workout that's on there. One of the exercises you're going to see on there is what's called a single leg RDL, single leg Romanian deadlift, basically is the name of it. And this single leg RDL, you're standing on one foot, you're balancing on one foot, and you're going to lean forward. You're going to be on one foot and you're going to lean, hinge forward and come back up, hinge forward and come back up. And what we're doing here, we're building the back of the legs here. We're building the hamstrings and glutes, but it's also great for improving balance and coordination and just building up the back of the legs there. So what I recommend on this is starting just body weight and just start with a few. This is a new exercise for you. Just start with a few, work on just getting the feel, getting your balance. Just do it nice and easy. You got to get present on this one because it's easy to lose your balance. You got to stay very focused, very present. Get your breathing in sync. Start with just your body weight. Now don't go very heavy on this. Just enough weight to feel like the muscles are working every day. But it's a great way to build up the back of the legs and you really don't need any equipment to do it. So I start with just body weight for most people. Then as this is easy, you can do 8 reps on each leg every day, no problem, good form. You're used to doing it every day. You could gradually start to add some light weights into your hands and gradually build it up from there. You could do it holding one weight. You can hold 2 weights. Just start light and gradually build it up over time. It's great for your balance, good for your core, good for building up the back of the legs and hamstrings. It's good for your knees and hips. It's a good exercise to put in. Doesn't take very, very much equipment at all to do. But hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.